Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, brought to you live by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. My name is Jason Venkis, and I am your host and the founder of Momentum. I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer and board-certified holistic health coach. I'm also nursing a migraine headache today, so if you see the sock around my neck, those of you that are watching me live, that's what that's all about. But anyway, every week we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health so that we can answer them for you. Tune in live every week or listen archived at any time by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio. Check out our Facebook page for times each week. We do try to stay consistent with 3:30 on Thursdays, but you know, sometimes life happens. But you can find us at Facebook, Momentum Fitness and Health. You can also find helpful videos while you're there and at findingyourmomentum.com. And we also, as already mentioned, live stream on our private Facebook page for members. So become a member and you can get access to our videos before anyone else does, extra challenges for the week, and of course the live stream of our radio show where you can actually see our beautiful little earthy background behind me. So again, thank you for joining me live or listening archived. Well, we've been eating it since we were kids. We're told that it packs in the protein that we need for daily life. But is peanut butter really good for us? Today I'm going to discuss whether or not peanut butter is a healthy snack or just full of fat. If you've struggled to lose weight and are being told by a personal trainer to eat peanut butter for faster muscle recovery, you may want to listen to this episode to get all the facts. So keep it right here for about the next 15 minutes. So that's the question. Is peanut butter healthy? Well, let's first look at the nutritional facts of the basic raw unsalted peanut. 1 ounce of peanuts, about a handful, contains 168 calories, 15 grams of fat, but only 2 grams of this is saturated fat, and comes with 3 grams of fiber, keeping in mind we need 25 grams of fiber a day, 1 gram of naturally occurring sugar, 8 grams of protein, and 2% each of calcium and iron along with niacin and manganese. So although high in calories, peanuts pack a punch with protein, good fats, and fiber, and is low in sugar. Of course, a peanut by itself has no added sugar. So if you're eating just peanuts and stick to a 2-ounce serving, you're in the clear if you're already eating a healthy diet full of fruits, veggies, and whole grains. These other foods are typically low in fat, calories, and allow for extra calories in fat from your peanuts and from other nuts. A 2-ounce serving will put you at 30 grams of fat for the day, and you should be aiming for no more than 60 grams of fat per day, even good fat. But now, if you're already eating a high-fat standard American diet, you may be consuming too much fat and too many calories. And while the jury is still out on how much fat is too much, many agree that there is an upper limit somewhere. So let's put this in perspective. Let's say that you work out in the morning and recover with peanuts and a banana, but then you go to work and you forget your lunch. So you settle on McDonald's and order a quarter pounder meal with medium fry, and of course, that Diet Coke. Now, you all should know my stance on artificial sweeteners, but looking at everything else, you are at an additional 880 calories, 44 grams of fat, 15.5 grams of saturated fat, and almost 2 grams of trans fat. Now, on a 2,000-calorie diet, the recommendations are 64 grams of fat and we're already at 75. 20 grams of saturated fat, we're already at 17.5, and 0 grams of trans fat. Remember, we should get 0 grams of trans fat, and we're already at 2 for the day. And we're at 1,200 calories already. Now, this doesn't include any other snacks, breakfast, or dinner. So this is just post-workout and lunch. But let's say instead you choose oatmeal and berries for breakfast, your peanuts and banana after your workout, and a salad for lunch using lemon, apple cider vinegar, and herbs as a dressing. Trust me, it's very good. 1 cup of steel-cut oats is 307 calories. And adding berries will add approximately 30 calories to that meal. You have about 5.3 grams of fat, 0.9 grams of saturated fat. Your banana and 2 ounces of peanuts adds about 425 calories, and a salad can range anywhere from 250 to 450 calories. And if it's homemade, the fat and everything can range depending on what ingredients you use as toppings. So let's say 5 to 10 grams of fat. Now, salads from restaurants, especially ones like, if you ever look this up on Calorie King, but look up the salads at the Cheesecake Factory, but they can range anywhere from 6 to 7 to 800 calories. Even McDonald's kale salad comes in at just as many calories and fat as a Big Mac. And some of them can pack in 50 grams of fat or more. So be careful with your salad selection. That's why it's better to build one your own. Put your own fresh ingredients in it, your own beans, your own cucumbers, tomatoes, and whatever it is you like. So let's add that up. Even using the high end for fat and calories on the salads, we get 1,300 calories, 45.3 grams of fat, and approximately 6 grams of saturated fat, tons of healthy fiber, and over 30 grams of protein. This now includes your breakfast, which will leave you room for dinner and a small snack. So it's safe to say that with the nutritional data I just presented, peanuts are a good bet for healthy eating when combined with other healthy options. It's when you combine high-fat healthy options with high-fat unhealthy options as is very typical in the standard American diet, filled with fast and processed foods. And that's where you get into trouble. Now, all this time, I've been talking about peanuts. But remember, you came here to hear about peanut butter. Is there a difference? Yes. Yes, there is. Otherwise, I wouldn't still be talking. If you take your raw, unsalted peanuts and grind them into peanut butter, then all the information that I just presented to you still applies. But when you are buying a store-bought brand of peanut butter, things change. So here are the statistics on a very popular brand of peanut butter, made from roasted peanuts and sugar, and then contains 2% or less of molasses, sugar, fully hydrogenated oils, trans fat, mono and diglycerides, sugar, and salt. Now, a 2-ounce serving is 333 calories. That's about the same. About 30 grams of fat, about the same. 6 grams, or 1.5 times more the amount of saturated fat, only 4 grams of fiber compared to 6, 5.3 grams of sugar compared to 2 grams of naturally occurring sugar, and 12 grams of protein compared to 16 that you would get in raw peanuts in raw peanut butter. So, there is a lot of added sugar, salt, fat, and even though it's not labeled trans fat, remember that trans fats don't have to be labeled if there's less than 0.5 grams or more, but any amount of trans fat is not recommended. Trans fat is considered by many doctors to be the worst type of fat that you can eat. Unlike other dietary fats, trans fats, also called trans fatty acids, both raises your LDL, or your bad cholesterol, and lowers your HDL, good cholesterol. A high LDL cholesterol level in combination with a low HDL cholesterol level increases your risk of heart attacks, which is a leading killer of both men and women, and is happening earlier and earlier in life. Trans fats will also lead to more stubborn belly fat, making it harder to lose that weight. So, when it comes to the debate of whether or not peanut butter is healthy, again, it depends. You know with me, nothing's ever black or white. It depends on your definition of peanut butter. Many of these store-bought brands contain added sugar, trans fats, and salt. This can raise insulin levels, lead to stubborn belly fat, and raise blood pressure. But if you eat freshly ground peanuts or peanut butters without the additives, in moderation with an already healthy diet, then it's safe to eat it as a healthy snack. So, again, if you're already eating a lot of high-fat, highly processed foods, peanut butter is only going to add to that. If you're already eating healthy, then yes, peanut butter can be a healthy snack. Now, the danger comes when you combine those healthy peanut butters in an already unhealthy diet. That's the point I'm trying to bring home here. Now, peanuts nor peanut butter contain cholesterol, so you don't have to worry about any of that. So feel free to have a light snack with just 2 ounces of peanut butter after a workout to aid in muscle recovery. Peanuts and raw peanut butter contain good fats, fiber, and protein, along with trace minerals that your body needs. Just read your labels and look for added sugar and hydrogenated fats and stay away from those big brand names. Even the ones that say natural can be a little bit sneaky. Look for ones that just say peanuts. They might add a little bit of salt. You can probably get away with that if you don't have high blood pressure. Or do what I did as a kid. We had a Mr. Peanut butter grinder where you poured the peanuts into a little hole in his hat and you cranked his arm or his cane or whatever, and it made your own peanut butter. So it's to make your own. Even Whole Foods, if you go there, they have a grinder set up in-store where there's peanuts, and you just push the button and it sends them through the grinder into a container. You can buy as much or as little as you want. Same thing for almond butter. So to put it in perspective, yes, peanut butter can be healthy if you're already eating a healthy diet. If you're eating an unhealthy diet full of lots of fast food and processed foods, then no, it's not going to be any better for you than those processed foods are. Now, that's what I've got for you today. Please don't forget the Regional Health, Wellness, and Safety Festival, and then just coming up in 2 days here on Saturday. Hopefully this migraine will be gone. I actually feel a little better right now. Come listen to 3 speakers covering topics like Alzheimer's disease, addiction, and overcoming disabilities with former Bears running back Adrian Peterson. There will be kids activities, fitness demos, cooking demos, and over 75 booths for you to visit, as well as some food and drink sold there as well. Entry is free, and it's bound to be a spectacular event at the Max in McCook, 4750 Vernon Avenue. For more information, you can go to wscci.org and click on the link for the festival. Now join me next week on WellFit Radio Chicago as I discuss Time Under Tension, the new strength training. You can always find us online at findingyourmomentum.com and on Facebook at Momentum Fitness and Health. Until next time, I hope you find your momentum.
door.